Welcome to the sixth episode of
The Big Kids.
Today, we are at war. Leave us a note in the comments if you like cats or dogs better. Okay, so AJ and I and Gus Gus all agree the dogs are better. Taffy disagrees.
Boo, boo.
Thinking that
the apparently feline.
Felines are
more intriguing.
Ugh. I think cats are lazy and I mean they don't play with you.
So lazy and lazy?
Lazy and lazy. Yeah.
Woo! What about you, Stafford? What do you
dogs
think?
Forever!
What do you think about dogs?
What I think about dogs is if you get a big one, they don't stop jumping.
Not if you have them trained, though. You can train them to not jump.
Gus is not trained.
Gus Gus is just a bad dog.
See?
That's right. Don't even give me that look.
Ow.
Taffy, stop popping your fingers during our podcast. Okay, so. AJ, can you show us the graph? Oh, wait. Actually, let me explain the graph first. AJ looked up in the United States which states liked dogs better and which liked cats better.
Cats versus dog. Which is the most popular around America? Cats are at 12. 12 most
12 states in the United States like cats better.
And one state likes neither.
One state likes neither.
And then 38 states like dogs.
Mm-hmm. Wait, so that's
in the United States.
Mm-hmm. So.
You.
Yeah. So, I think that's pretty accurate, you know. Most people like dogs, but then we also have, like, New York is one of the big states that likes cats better, and wait, Washington.
But there's not 52 states on here.
What?
It says that there's 50 states. 51 states.
Mm-hmm.
I thought there were 52 states.
I don't know, sister. We'll talk about that another time. Okay, so AJ has just showed us a graph. Taffy, do you have any like evidence to support the fact that cats are better? Exactly. Okay. So, would you two like to have a battle this time?
Sure.
Okay. So, AJ is first gonna say one reason why dogs are better. Then Taffy's going to state one reason why cats are better. And they're going to go back and forth until one of them stumbles. You guys ready? Okay, AJ, you're going first.
Dogs are very playful. Dogs are very...
You're supposed to be defending the cats, girl.
Dogs are dumb.
Dogs are dumb, and cats are smart. I actually could agree with that sometimes. Yeah.
Dogs are very lovable.
Mm-hmm.
Cats are snuggable.
Snuggly? Okay.
Dogs have a lot of fur. Cats have a lot of fur.
Oh my god.
Zamp has.
La, 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 la.
Okay, so that was kind of an epic fail. Both of you guys just said fur.
I said furry and then she copied me.
Oh my gosh. Both of you are just like, well, cats and dogs are both furry, so
yeah,
they're both better.
Yeah, let's just keep going on. Cause, I mean,
no, it's good. We're done. I already played the trumpet noises. Okay. I think that you are wrong, Taffy. And I think that AJ and I are right. Leave comments.
Yes. If I had to agree with cats or dogs, which one's better, I'd say Highland cows.
Highland cows. Oh my god, they're adorable.
I'm so good. Highland cows on the internet. Save the cows, people.
Yes, they're adorable.
They're going extinct.
Highland cows and Shetland ponies are adorable. Look them up. They're like kind of like squat little
Highland
ponies.
Highland cows are going extinct, so save the Highland cows, people.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, let's go. Can I see?
Can I see? Daffy, shh. Okay, I actually think that's going to wrap up our episode. Do you guys have anything else you want to say?
I'm going to say, cats rule!
And, I was going to say, and dogs drool, but that's not right. No.
Cats rule, dogs drool. Yay! Dogs rule,
here, wait.
Cats drool.
Since the first half of the episode was
but how do cats
dogs or cats, let's do boys or girls now. So, all boys think that they're better, and all girls think that they're better. There's, like, one or two kids I've met in my life that really don't care. Or, like, they think that the other gender's better. The most commonly misunderstood fact is that boys are stronger. That is not accurate.
That is fake.
It's because most girls think that boys are supposed to be stronger, so they don't work out as much as guys. And guys think that they're supposed to be super strong buff dudes, so they work out a whole bunch.
I have to say something. One of my friend's mom, she works out every day at the gym, and she teaches girls and boys.
Yeah.
I have to say something. I just looked up a chart, and apparently girls are more intelligent.
Yes. That is definitely a fact.
And smarter. And they all, intelligent is smart. And they all work out, and then the boys are way down here.
Turkeys. Oh, wow.
And they are not.
They're way down on the chart, yeah.
Included in intelligency, but they are included in strength. So girls. Girls are included in strength and intelligence. So that proves it.
So I know for a fact that I'm stronger than my cousin Caden. He's about the same age and same height as me. And I can take him down any day, anytime I want to.
And we
both are pretty fit, you know? We both work out a lot.
Here's the sign.
I can take away.
It has a heart, and it says, girls are better than boys in many ways.
Many, many, many ways.
No.
So
I can take down almost every boy in my grade.
Mm-hmm. Like
I play soccer and they play hard on me and I just take them down and then I'm like,
let's talk about
they start crying and then I'm like, bruh, you just fell.
Okay, Stafford, that's a little bit too violent.
Let's talk about our little cousins. So we're not gonna give their real names because we're not sure if they want to. So let's call the little girl Rick and little boy Cheese. Yeah. Brick and cheese. So.
No, Brick cheese.
So, one day, Brick was, we were having, like, a battle. We had, our new cousin, Eliza, and AJ team up. Eliza is not her real name. So, Eliza and AJ teamed up against their two boys of their age in our family. And then I was teamed up against a boy my age. That's my cousin. And we wanted to see, like, who could hold out. It mostly ended up with us, like, on our butts laughing. All of us, not just the girls. Because that's not right. But, so, Brick had Cheese, like, essentially in a headlock. Like, he could not breathe. And he was yelling at her to stop. He was like, you're crazy! Oh my gosh, you're insane! Let me go! So they're both, actually, Cheese is, I think, probably 5 now. Actually, no, he's the same age as you, Taffy. Maybe
I'm
6.
7, about to turn 8?
I think he's actually so probably, be like, quiet. 6, about to turn 7. So probably like a year younger 8. Than you. And then, Brick, little bitty girl, curly blonde hair, adorable. She's 4, about to turn 5. I had him in, like, a headlock. He was yelling at her to stop. The parents didn't know because they were over by the fire. eating chilling. S'mores and stuff. Yeah, just chilling out.
Talking about random grown-up stuff.
Yeah. And so she lets him go because she's worried that he can't breathe. And he couldn't, you know? She, like, legitimately was holding him down in a headlock. Because we had all taught her how to do those things, you know? How you, like, she holds her elbow out in front of her and then, like, lands down on someone while, like, pointing and jabbing the elbow into their stomach, you know? We taught her that move, too.
Oh, that's good.
And she called it putting them to sleep. It was funny. We would have our cousin,
And kicking them in the...
Cole, not his real name. He just gets Cole for Christmas. Boop. We'd have him lay down on the couch, and she would stand up on the ledge of the couch, put her elbow out in front of her, and jump on top of him and jab her elbow into his stomach. And it was hilarious. She'd be like, "Go to sleep, Cole!" And then jump on top of him, and it was hilarious. But so this time, she had him in the headlock, and then he comes up for air, and he's like, "You're crazy." Cheese. We're talking about cheese now. And she's like, "Sorry." And then he, like, just kind of lightly, like, hits her. And she, like, goes running up to her parents saying that he, like, beat her up. And we just thought it was the funniest thing ever. That she had him in, like, a headlock, standing there, like, choking him out. And then she gets sad when he tries, and he, like, tries to defend himself. It's just hilarious. So, I think we can all agree that girls are smarter and stronger than boys. Let us know in the comments, what you think. Cats or dogs, and boys or girls. And then, if you chose dogs and girls, which one's better? Girls or dogs? And then if you chose, like, cats and boys, which ones do you think's better? Boys or cats? And then if you chose, like, cats and girls, which one's better? Cats or girls? And, you know, so on. Just kind of, like, nail it down to your favorite of the four.
That's it, girls.
See you guys next time. We love you all.